Good evening. I'm Erin Granger with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Heavy snow resulted in a chain reaction accident on the Richardson Highway between Fairbanks and North Pole this morning. The incident initially involved a tanker truck and a pickup pulling a trailer, but Alaska State Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters says it led to a series of other accidents. Troopers, along with the North Star Fire Department, responded. Peters says there were possible injuries, but no one was transported from the crash scene to the hospital. The accident shut down northbound traffic on the Richardson Highway south of Davison Street for over an hour and a half, as damaged vehicles were removed from the scene. The highway reopened after noon, with troopers warning of continued danger due to periodic zero visibility conditions. Troopers advise driving with lights on and making sure lights are clear of snow and ice. Alaska Governor Bill Walker stood with the governors of Colorado and Ohio at the National Press Club Friday to announce a new blueprint for healthcare policy. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
The blueprint calls for market stability, innovation, and competition. Another word that comes up a lot is flexibility. An idea on the rise in some states is imposing work requirements on people who receive Medicaid. Alaska Senate President Pete Kelly of Fairbanks has sponsored a bill to do that. Health Commissioner Valerie Davidson says most Alaskans who are covered by Medicaid live in households with at least one working member already. And every week, Davidson says, the governor hears from people who say enrolling in Medicaid allowed them to get treatment for debilitating problems and get back to work.
And they were looking at not being able to ever work in their lives again. You know, we see firsthand the opportunity that the availability of health care has on improving the productivity of Alaskans' lives.
The state's Medicaid rolls grew last year by about 26,000, and about 40% were children. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
The Fairbanks City Council will hold a public hearing tonight and consider final approval of a proposed ordinance which would limit the number of marijuana stores in town to 12. Mayor Jim Matherly, who introduced the ordinance last month, says he wants to establish a limit on the number of retail cannabis shops based on population, similar to how the city and state issue permits for alcohol-related establishments. The mayor says his proposal to limit the city to 12 shops is meant as a starting point for council members to consider. The council meeting will begin at 7 p.m. at City Hall. Alaska Congressman Don Young argued against gun control at a conference in Juneau last week. Alaska Public Media reports that Young suggested Jews might not have died in the Holocaust if they had been armed.
How many millions of people were shot and killed because they were unarmed? 50 million in Russia because their citizens weren't armed. How many Jews were put into the ovens? Because they're unarmed.
The recording was provided by Dimitri Shane, an Anchorage Democrat who is running for Young's seat, and was in the audience for Young's speech to the Alaska Municipal League. Shane asked Young about school safety, which prompted Young's comments about the Holocaust. The argument that gun control allowed the rise of Hitler has circulated among gun rights advocates for years. A 1938 Nazi law prohibited Jews from owning weapons, but there were numerous instances of armed Jewish resistance during the war. The Anti-Defamation League says it's ludicrous to claim Germany's Jews could have stopped the Third Reich with personal firearms. Congressman Young is a longtime board member of the National Rifle Association. He said last week he favors allowing teachers to carry firearms. Dozens of cyclists and runners, plus a couple skiers, have taken to the Iditarod Trail for endurance races. The Iditarod Trail Invitational includes 130-mile, 350-mile, and 1,000-mile events, which began Sunday in Nick. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin Granger.